1:30.
I have this.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'm Councilwoman Lisa Diller. We have President Karen Hartley Nagel, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Woods, my aide, Sue Moore. First of all, I wanted to look at some of the Board of Assessment issues. Right now, we have a number of vacancies on the Board of Assessment. Councilman Weiner and I had the opportunity to talk to Anthony Felicia, and Councilman Weiner was actually working on proposed legislation next, which he would like to offer and send to the to review and send to the, then send down to the General Assembly. Right now, we have a situation where under the old council rules, there's one appointment per council member, except now we have two council members per district. So we need some kind of adjustment on this. He suggested perhaps, and was working on legislation with Carol, that perhaps we do a seven-member board. The other issue is that I think that within whatever legislation that he's looking at, they can, there may be a need to be more specific about the types of people they need on the board. So that's something he's working on. Currently, there are three, there's one proposed member who is M. Bruce Leth, who is from Dave Tackett's district, and he would fill a vacancy for the my district and Dave, since we share the seats. He is actually an appraiser who works in New Jersey, which is great because he won't have any Delaware conflicts. So he is somebody that I think we would want to move forward on. I called Allison Lewis over at the Ethics Commission, and almost no one has the SFIs in at this point. She said at the end of the week she's going to send out another round of letters to let them know that they have to get this in. But I have checked, and almost no one has their SFIs in. So we can't really move forward. Yes?
Up until the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
They had problems. They wouldn't take the
that's
SFI.
That's what Allison was saying.
Times. I finally sent them an email and said, guess what? You got one more shot and you're getting paper.
Right.
And because, and I won't get into what I got back and forth with the attorney. That's between she and I. The bottom line is they had issues because it would not give you the block to submit it.
Oh, wow.
And every time you clicked one of the others, like to save it, to submit it later, it would wipe out part of your information and tell you you needed to put
it in.
So I gave it four tries, gave up something, but then that was by the middle or end of last week.
Yeah.
They'd had it fixed and I was able to submit it.
Okay.
So
okay,
that may be the reason.
That's
she said others were having a problem as well.
Yes. Janet just
That doesn't mean I want to talk.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, they will get, yes.
Yeah, so are you having them do the SFIs before they are coming in to be interviewed?
Yes, I think they need, we had talked about that last year.
That's the legal problem, that because they go online immediately. So
yes,
they're putting people online that haven't been approved yet.
Well, I mean, I've got three reappointments who need to be reappointed, but I don't think we can
but
move
we
them.
But we voted on for them to be reappointed.
We do that.
I think we do that after they do the SFIs.
Well, that's my point, that they haven't been reappointed, and then so you're putting the cart before the horse. The SFIs come after they've been voted on.
As
a candidate for election, my very first time, my SFI was filed well before the election and was public record. And there was no issue. As a matter of fact, they advise you. They can't force you, but they advise you
to file
to submit
it.
And it was put online.
Well, I would
and
just share
they,
that
if
we
SFI
did go through
fails,
that with the attorney.
They don't come before council if they don't pass the SFI.
Right.
They don't even get here.
Well, they go through the boards and commissions first with the SFI, and then they go before the executive for appointment. So even though you're a candidate for office, you have filed something. They have not filed anything yet. They haven't gone through the first process.
They submitted a request to Biggie.
But it hasn't been approved through the boards and commissions.
I know in the past we've had them do the SFI first, because if they want the SFI, they don't get anywhere near council.
Yeah. We don't move them forward unless we've got the SFI.
Trigger. If there's an issue with their SFI, they don't even get. Their name doesn't even come before a committee.
So if they're not approved, you do realize it's public. Their information is public. You're having them give their personal confidential information.
And they willingly did that.
And they're aware of that.
Yeah, they know that.
And reappointments especially, they're already on line.
I know. We have three reappointments for adjustment and... you know, the assessment one would be new, which is Mr. Leff.
I know we have had people not decide not to serve because they didn't want to fill out SFI at all.
And I checked with Allison with the Ethics Commission, and she said everybody has received a first letter saying that they need to file it. And so if they were having problems with the computer connection last week, you know, it makes sense, but at this point, we've always asked people to fill out the SFIs before we even bring them in.
I can just tell you that that when we did it by mistake first, we had to pull everything because it couldn't go on until they came through the boards and commissions. And once they do the boards and commissions and it's approved, then they do the SFI, and then they do the resolution before the executive committee.
But we don't approve at boards and commissions. We only discuss at
them.
We approve at executive.
Well, you make a recommendation.
They go through the boards and commission. They do their
SFI. Do you want to just set up here? I mean, this is a much more informal process
So they go through boards and commission. They say they want to do this. They go through boards and commission. They do their SFI. They come in for their interview at executive, and that night they get confirmed.
Okay, well, that's a change from what was being done before.
What we've always done.
It's a change from what you were doing, but
it's not
from
a change.
Not from what we were told, and we checked what's being done before.
They
were going through the board of commissions first.
Okay, so at this point, Councilman Tackett does have a gentleman, Mr. Leff, who he would like to move forward for the Board of Assessment. And, you know, we will take responsibility of talking to him about the SFI, because Valerie is here for Councilman Tackett, and she's also got somebody in her office at this point.
No, we're good.
Oh, you're good. Okay. But he is an appraiser who lives in Delaware, but he actually works in New Jersey. So the plus side on that one for assessment is that there are no conflicts with Delaware, you know, with the state of Delaware. So I will take responsibility for contacting him about the SFI, and then once he gets that done, we will bring him forward for an interview for council. I think, Brian, I just wanted to give you a heads up. Councilman Weiner had been working on legislation last year with Carol Doolin about the Board of Assessment, which at this point is sort of, you know, was formed, of course, when council only had 7 members. Now we have, you know, 12 members and a president, and we've basically been sharing appointments. His idea, and we talked with Tony Felicia, is to basically do a 7-member board, which would include the chair, and this would take change in state code in order to make that happen. Bob isn't here today, but he does have legislation that he will be able to put together, and we'll be able to have people review it before we send it down to the General Assembly. But I think that will make it easier, because this whole thing of trying to get people, I mean, Dave and I work fairly well together, but this whole thing of trying to get agreement on appointments has been somewhat, you know, difficult with people's schedules and everything. So I think it's a good solution, but we will bring that to council, you know, so that people can take a look at it and have a discussion on it. But he has been working on that, and I think that will help move the Board of Assessment process forward. Okay. Any other comments or questions? All right, just moving on to the Board of Adjustment. We also spoke with Mr. Burt last week, and there are three people that would like to be reappointed. One of the things that we need to do is we realize that these folks, many of them have been on for a while, they don't even have bios, to ask them for bios and then remind them about the SFIs. So we really can't move forward on those three. There is another, yes.
You do realize it's the county executive's appointment.
Yes, yes, but we want to give him everything he needs to make a decision on that. So we need the bios from people, and they need the SFIs to send them over to the county executive so he can make.
And as you know, they need two people immediately, and Matt does have them.
One is a woman. He has one woman. I'm not sure if she has the SFI in yet, and I can check on that.
My understanding is she has filled it out, but we can double check.
Okay. So that would be Izuru Asibu Rivera.
Rivers.
Is it?
It's just Rivers.
Okay, Rivers. Okay. So if he is willing to appoint her, we'll move that forward. And I was thinking, George, could we put this in finance if we get everything lined up?
As long as it's duly advertised, you can put it in any committee you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So at this point, we'll get the bios and make sure the SFIs are done. We'll send them over to you for approval, to Matt for approval.
I know we separately have reached out to, as people have their reappointment come up, we have reached out and asked for a resume.
Okay, agreed. Okay.
To continue to serve.
Okay. Well, the three that we need at this point are Francis McCann, Gregory Collins, and Terry Parker.
Collins and Parker. McCann,
mm-hmm.
Collins, Parker.
McCann with a double N, Collins, and then Parker. Those are the three. And then we do have the resume for Ms. Asibu Rivers, and we can check it in on the SFI.
Okay. Yeah, I was notified that she did fill it out.
She did fill it out, okay.
Let's double check on that.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. George, do you want to just update people a little on your audit committee?
Yeah, the audit committee legislation to get it back where it was before it should be. It's been voted out of committee, it's on the ready list, but the legislation doesn't go back until the 25th. So I expect Representative Johnson's going to try to get it the first agenda on after they get back. Senator McBride's ready to move it through the Senate. I've discussed with Councilwoman Diller, who asked Mr. Wasserbach to have discussion with the current members as to who would want to take what term. And then the expeditious thing would be to move one piece of legislation listing the members and appointing them reappointment from this date to this date, this date to this date, then the next set for that 2 years. And I think there's going to be a vacancy, and that would fall into the 1 year, and we'd have it clean. So hopefully by, let's say, mid-May, we can have it cleaned up, because Mike is already working on the legislation, which will be pretty repetitive to what we had. So that as soon as the governor signs it, we can move ours.
Okay. Anything else under other?
Do you want me just to put on the record that we're talking about what seems to be the glitch for Drax not having to fill out the SFI?
Okay.
So I talked to Mike this morning. Julie Sebring is in the mix. It seems to be that our rules say all boards and commission appointees have to fill out an SFI, and the ethics law says certain boards and commissions and does not name Drax. So it may have been something that just wasn't put on prior to this, because Drax are a fairly new board. previously, the county executives have made the decision as to whether they were filing SFIs or not, and Matt is not at this point, I don't believe, but all of the previous ones since DRACs have been in place have said you have to do SFIs. So they're, because these are very local people deciding on local issues, there is always the potential that one business person could try to keep his competition down a little by maybe not giving a waiver on parking or making sure that his sign was smaller or something. So I think it's important that we know who exactly has an interest, and SFIs help give us some of that.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for the update. Mr. Boyle?
You know a little bit of history of that. What happened was, and this was probably back 2007, 2008, the law basically said at that time is that only regulatory boards, not advisory boards,
okay,
the SFI. So then it was decided by council in working with the ethics attorney to make it through the rules that everybody required the SFI. But at that point, only the regulatory boards, not the advisory boards, had them. One of the reasons we did go that route we were having problems with was one of the DRACs, which was a Hocassa DRAC.
Of course.
Okay. And as a result, we came up with the rule that everybody gets the SFIs.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that history. That makes sense. Okay. Any public comment?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, thank you.